A reading from the Gospel of Mark. The disciples of John and of the Pharisees were accustomed to fast. And people came to Jesus and objected, "Why do the disciples of John and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" And Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast on that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunken cloth onto an old cloak. If he does, its fullness pulls away the new from the old, and the tear gets worse. And likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the skins are ruined. Therefore, new wine is poured into fresh wineskins." Sunday, just yesterday, I guess, we had two readings where it reflected on weddings and wine, two aspects of marriage and the place of the divine purpose and the community celebration of the wedding. And in today's gospel, these two images, weddings and wine, occur again. Jesus clearly identifying himself with the bridegroom at the wedding. And the evangelist Mark implies that the bride is the church. The wedding is an important image for the plan Jesus has for the communities that he is setting out to establish. For us today, weddings and marriage itself have developed very different associations, and they're still changing. More and more seldom today do we see a traditional wedding with the bride in white and all that implies, the wedding breakfast, and all the other traditions. Maybe it's worth thinking about how the Jews of Jesus' time saw the idea of marriage. It started with the betrothal, usually part of a social contract of some kind, the joining of families or property or social position maybe. And that betrothal usually lasted 12 months. And then the groom with his male escorts would go carrying torches to the bride's house late at night and bring her and her attendants to the groom's father's house, where the wedding guests were already assembled. And shortly after, the bride and the groom, the bride still with her face covered, would be escorted to the bridal chamber called the chuppah, where the marriage that had been covenanted previously would be consummated. Today, the chuppah is a canopy under which bride and groom stand as part of the marriage ceremony. And the groom would announce the consummation to the wedding party, and the guests would then feast and make merry for the next 7 days. And only after the feast would the groom bring out his bride with her face uncovered for the first time. So the wedding was a really important part of the social network in Jewish society. It was an act of solidarity, bringing together the families and clans in support of one another. It was an opportunity for celebration, a time when purely private things mattered. It didn't come under the control of any authorities. It was also, for the two people concerned, a time of transformation, when two became one flesh, a new entity based on commitment, and love began to grow, and the formation of a brand new family life. Well, no wonder that the time was celebrated with wine, which, as we're told in Psalm 104, makes people cheerful. The Jews were in some ways what we would today call enophiles. They knew the difference between good wine and bad. A new wine even had its own Hebrew word, tirosh. The new wine compared with the old wine, which was yayin. Well, in these readings from John yesterday and Mark today, I think it's worth remembering that Jesus came to build something new, a new community that had joy and strength of purpose and love and harmony at its center. And the wedding was a most suitable vehicle to convey that concept. As Jesus almost certainly said at Cana, "L'chaim," to life, to eternal life.